past seven. It's Breakfast with Cindy on your Monday morning. And Queen and a Kind of Magic. And I tell you what's magic is when your friend comes over to play and they bring you coffee. Barry Harrison, good morning to you.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
I'm good.
I'm driving in this morning.
Yes.
Right, and I'd come from the other side of the city.
Yeah.
So at one stage, I sort of switch over to 3SER, 97.7 Sounds of the Southeast.
I love him, yeah.
And I'm listening to Cindy, and it's a matter of, oh, good morning. I want to talk about coffee.
Did you pick up something? Was there something going on?
A little messaging, I think.
There was a lot of oh my gosh, I need a coffee. And so, yes, I've had one coffee. I should have got a large one. So I was pulling over. As per normal, I grab a coffee on the way anyway.
But I
was filling up with petrol today, mm-hmm. this morning. I needed to desperately.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled into the Shell. And, of course, with Shell,
mm-hmm.
there's the Coles there.
Yes.
And you had this lovely story about Coles this morning,
mm-hmm.
and how they have an autism hour.
So,
10.30
yeah.
to 11.30 on Monday mornings.
Tuesday mornings.
So
they dim the lights to 50%. They turn off the music. They do not collect trolleys. They will not do announcements unless it's an emergency. So it's just new.
Isn't that fantastic?
Love it.
Isn't that great? Just a simple little thing
yep.
to cater for a segment of the community
mm-hmm.
to assist them to come in and do something we all take for granted.
Absolutely.
And that's doing our grocery shopping.
And so you went to Coles.
So I went to Coles to get a coffee. Yes.
Thank you, Barry.
And then, of course, you got one, yeah.
Thank you.
Also, listening this morning,
yes.
we have to talk about a song that you did play.
Okay.
And we were talking about Forgotten Years.
Yes.
By The Oils.
Yes.
Okay, great song. Did you watch the grand final, the AFL grand final, and the Killers beforehand?
Yes, yes,
they
I did.
They had this amazing version,
mm-hmm.
cover version of Forgotten Years. And I've hunted high and low, and I can't find it.
Oh.
I'd love to grab it for myself, but perhaps it was just a one-off.
Oh, but, surely it's
available
The
Killers,
somewhere.
Forgotten Years, on that day,
mm.
are just a great, great version. And it's pretty hard to do an Oils version, which is better than The Oils.
Yep.
And I reckon this was better.
It's interesting,
really,
because if you try and do someone else's song, you've always got big shoes to fill.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Peter Garrett,
yes.
you know, just an absolute icon
yep.
from a singing point of view. Let's forget his politics.
What about his dancing? I thought you were going to touch
dancing,
on that.
Yes, yeah, and his dancing as well. But yeah, no, a great song brought back some good memories. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Look, if you can bring me a coffee and I'll play you a song, that sounds like a good deal to me. Now, we've got Jackie with us this morning as well. Jackie Taylor.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I made it.
You made it.
So I get this phone call as I'm driving
yes,
in
yes.
and it's Jackie saying, I've got car trouble and I might not make it this morning.
Okay. It seems like
it's
a bit
an
of
early
a
start for the car. It didn't love this morning, so I gave it some love and we made it.
You got here. Everyone's winning this morning in some capacity.
I got every green light, so I was pretty happy with that.
Geez, you don't get that very often,
do you?
Not
very often at all. I don't expect it on the way home. I did ring the hubby and say, be ready to pick me up. I might not make it home.
Are you going to roll just down the hill and hope that you made it here? Is that how it's going to work?
I could have run from the last traffic light probably, but no further than that. I would have just pulled over and
Now,
said,
speaking of running, let's not get crazy, but I was just telling you guys off air that I have I've been frequenting your facilities in the past week. Absolutely loving it. Amazing. And I've made friends with The Matrix.
The Matrix treadmill?
Yes. Now, it sounds
yes.
a bit scary, The Matrix. And it's a bit of a rocky relationship. As I said to you guys off air, I think he likes me more than I like him, but I'm going to try and work on it and see how we go.
Look, it's a mutual thing. So what our equipment has been trained to do
right.
is to give lots of love.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so that eventually you'll love it back.
Okay. Well, okay? let's see
so,
how we
so
go.
So what you've got to do, give it a good, 3, 4, 5 years.
I was going to say years because that stepper, the one that you had a go
I
on and
did.
You feel like you're climbing a mountain.
Yes.
It takes a few years.
Oh, that's probably 7 or 8.
Yeah, yeah more like the 7 or 8, I would think.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay, geez, I've got lots to look forward to.
The seriously, of it. What you found is that you find a piece of equipment that you like
yes.
in the gym, and that's great, and use it. And perhaps in 6 months or 2 months or a year, you might find another piece of equipment.
Yeah.
I'll just try that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, do what you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Be active. And as you said to us off air, your steps are going right up through the roof because you're on the treadmill.
My watch tells me I'm pretty cool at the moment. I've just got to tell you, speaking of watches, Barry, you've been out and bought a purchase.
Well, let me just say every Monday morning I come in here and Cindy's showing off her Apple Watch.
not showing off. I just use it.
Just use it constantly. Yes. Showing off, Jack, don't you
it's
think?
It's distracting when you're talking and suddenly the wrist comes up and it's, oh, got a call.
You know
call.
What it is? No, it's the weather. I use it for the weather because it tells me the current temperature and it's easier sometimes than handy. Using it. It's more effective than using the yes. computer screen. Yeah.
So got a nice pink one. Barry went for the boring black.
Yeah.
So yesterday, actually, discussion at home, we decided we'd buy ourselves Apple Watches for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday my wife was heading up to Ballarat to see some friends and she said, oh, look, if you happen to go to an Apple shop, you can get some the Apple Watches we were looking at. And
wow.
So my daughter was mad keen, so we went and bought some. Yeah, three of them.
You can't well, have it on already, though.
That's what I was just wondering it's when he Christmas. Said that he got it for Christmas. What's with that?
What are you Did I say which it? Christmas?
No. Wow. Okay. So that's
no,
good.
No, it is this Christmas. But,
so you'll need to pop it back in the box.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
No.
That's not going
to
happen.
I'll be very interested to talk to you this time next week after you've had it for a week to see how you're going with it because
sure.
It is totally addictive.
The great thing is already I'm tracking my steps.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done that previously, but it's also you've had to wear either a pedometer or another something else on your wrist, but it's just there on my watch.
Yep.
And so already I'm looking, how many steps have I done? And I think it's going to really help me improve my activity levels throughout the day.
It makes you accountable. Mm. It actually makes you think about all day, oh, I better get up. And it tells you to stand. You will get notifications to
I
say you better
night.
Stand up, Barry.
I'm sitting there watching the tally and it's getting boom and going, what's going on? Stand up, you lazy... person.
You lazy person. Well, you're in a really good position because I've seen your desk in your office and you can stand there. But it's such an amazing I'm going to speak to you about it next week. I want to find out how you're going with it. Now, speaking of YMCA and the reason why you guys are here, you're here this morning to tell us what's been going on or what's happening in the very near future at your facilities.
So Jack's going to take over here.
Okay.
Because what happens is, Jack, do you want to come on and we are going to talk about what's happening across all of our centres in
yes.
this heaps?
Yep.
And Jack does all the research and Shield's going to talk about it.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, we're glad you made it then.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there'd be a lot of Apple Watch talk for the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. Barry did say he could talk to you for 10 minutes about the weather when I said I wasn't sure if I could make it. So, yeah, we do have heaps going on. And I might actually get Barry to start with, now that he's filled his mouth with coffee, sorry, Barry. We do have the Casey Stadium have got a rock up and play, which is a soccer afternoon, two of them actually, one Friday the 8th of December and the next one's Friday the 15th of December, 4:30 to 7:30. Barry knows all about our relationship got this going.
One of the exciting things that the YMCA has recently done across Victoria is we've formed a partnership with the Melbourne City Football Club, one of the A-League clubs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you've got Manchester City, you've got New York City and Melbourne City Football Clubs as the City Football Group. So this is a mammoth organisation.
Wow.
So we've formed this partnership with them about rolling out soccer programs right throughout the state. And here in Casey, this is our first one that we're doing at Casey Stadium. And, of course, you don't need a soccer field because you've got these marvellous indoor facilities at Casey Stadium, and they're going to come and there's going to be some players there. They're going to take people through different drills, different activities, and I think there's even going to be a PlayStation with FIFA.
Oh,
there is. It says there will be a PlayStation set up for FIFA gameplay. So
how's that work?
It's electronic games.
They have lots of big screens over there, so I'm sure they've just plugged it in where they're very tech savvy over
really
at the stadium.
Super cool.
Yeah. So they'll have games and stuff going on as well, like actual real games and skills and drills. And Chris from over there has sent through saying anybody can turn up at for all skill levels. So if you're interested, 4:30 till 7:30.
$5
like awesome.
Per person or $10 a family.
Correct.
Great activity for the kids. And even if you just like being active, like if you like sport, if you love soccer, get down there and have a go.
I might even take my daughter down. She'll be very excited to have a kick around.
That's really cheap too.
That is
for
really cheap
day
for
out,
3 hour entertainment.
Jackie, is this your daughter who's just been... just made a representative side with the Casey Cavaliers.
It is.
Yeah, congratulations. That's fantastic news.
She's very impressed. She's just
amazing.
Played her first game on Friday, came in a bit late into the season. But
what's her name?
Shay.
Well done, Shay. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
She's very excited.
Yes.
Okay, so we've also got this summer a summer fun pass. So we're going to be opening Doveton Pool in the Park from the 1st of December, which is coming out really quickly.
Friday. It's Friday.
So they've been, the boys have been down there cleaning everything because it gets quite grotty. Mm. We have a lot of ducks make the Doveton pool in the park home over winter. Oh. A lot of ducks. So,
catch you later, ducks. Mm. See ya.
So we're hoping they find somewhere else for the summer and we'll have people in the water. So we've joined up between Ark Race and Doveton to make up a summer fun pass. So you can get into the three facilities one time each for a family for $39.95. So the pass gives you one family entry to each pool.
So family entry, two adults, two children.
I think it's going up to five children.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who authorised that?
I'm sure they run that past the big boss.
You know all those papers that you're on your desk that you just sign off on?
Hey, look, with the Doveton Pool, we know about Ark and Race and they're open a lot. Doveton Pool is a seasonal facility. This year, or this summer, we've changed the opening times, I think, to reflect better the community.
Okay.
So we're opening, when it's 30 degrees or above, or forecast to be 30 degrees or above, it's going to be open from 11:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
Last year it was 10 to 6. So what we're looking at is the families that come home, dad, mum come home from work, they hot, bothered, pop down to the pool with the kids, have a swim. In your entry price this year too is included the slide. That used to be $5 extra, I think.
I'm not sure. I know you had to pay. I can't remember exactly
but
how
anyway,
much
it was extra. We've included it in your entry fee this year. So you just pay the one entry fee and you can use the slide as well.
That's
so really
fun.
Exciting times at Doveton Pool in the Park. Better opening times and use of the slide.
There's a lot of grass around there too. So it's not just a little pool with a fence around it. There's a lot of space to spread out down there. So and it's got a really, really cute little toddler pool as well. A little splash pool and a splash park as well. So, yeah, it's not just a 50-metre pool.
I just have visions of having a horrendous day at work. It's hot. It's sticky. You know, you're in air conditioning all day and then all of a sudden you walk outside and that wet, humid heat hits you. How good is it? Go home. Pile up the family in the car and head off and have
call
some
the kids,
really
have them waiting at the
nice,
door for you.
Yeah, some really nice family time and cool off and just, you know, before it gets, too warm and then you get home again.
You know, I can remember doing that as a kid.
Yeah. Can you?
I can remember Dad coming home from work.
Yeah.
And saying, oh, look, yeah, it's hot. I'd been to the pool in the morning, I'd been to the pool in the afternoon, and all of us would jump in the car and we'd head down the pool again for an hour or so.
That's great times. The family memories that you remember when you're growing up as a kid. They're the fun times. You know, your parents can make those times amazing for you. So get on that, Mum and Dad.
Yeah, and it's a good way to wear the kids out.
Exactly.
When they're lying around too tired and hot to do anything.
Absolutely.
They exercise without even knowing it at the pool, which is great.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some meditation.
We have
meditation classes.
Oh, good.
Every
one of our centres has one more meditation before Christmas.
I'll be going. I loved it.
Well, we've got... Get your pen out.
I've got my pen.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So Wednesday, this Wednesday at Balla, which is just around the corner from here, within... Oh, you won't get many steps on your watch for that one.
Walk around there, yes.
That's on the 29th of November, 7:30, for 60 minutes. That's a nice long one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Casey Race on the 8th of December will have a 45-minute session. Endeavour Hills on the 15th of December for a 45-minute session. And Casey Ark's going to wrap up the year on the 22nd of December, another 45-minute session.
That's a good time. The 22nd of December, you're going to be pretty ruined by then if you haven't done your Christmas shopping and you're getting all frantic and you're getting all, you know, that stressful time of year. That would be the perfect day.
Absolutely. Nearly leads into that 24-hour shopping. You can nearly meditate and then head over to the shops.
Be a very good debrief, wouldn't it? You could just head in over from Fountain Gate Shopping Centre.
Now, speaking of Christmas, Cindy.
Yes.
We have got a special competition coming up, haven't we?
This is insane. You've gone absolutely mad. Do you remember Ken Bruce? Do you remember those ads? Ken Bruce has gone mad.
Oh,
do,
no.
Do you not remember? Jackie's nodding.
Yeah.
There was this guy. He used to have an electrical store. And there used to be the ads that say Ken Bruce has gone mad.
I keep thinking of the tile guy, but that's
maybe
not him.
I don't know. No. But anyway, geez, I'm showing my age. I better be careful. But Barry Harrison has gone mad, and he has made an amazing announcement that we will be running during December. So I'll be putting that up on my Facebook page on Friday, the 1st of December. Barry, tell us all about it.
Just a 12-month membership to
Casey
Race, Endeavour Hills Leisure Centre.
Yeah.
And you can use all three in the one membership.
For 12 months.
For 12 months, absolutely.
Someone is going to
worth
win
a round of lazy, I don't know, $1,000 or something.
Just incredible. So, thank you so, so, so much. That
Look, the thing is that we are helping so many people in the community and through yourself, Cindy, of giving away memberships, but people hearing about it, signing up, changing their lives. Let's once again make a significant difference in someone else's life.
So next week we'll be giving away a 3-month voucher. It's the first Monday of the month, next Monday, and then at the very end of December, we'll be giving away the 12-month membership. So look out for that. It'll be all over the KC Radio Facebook page, as well as the Breakfast with Cindy page as well. So you'll be able to enter that way as well. Anything else that's going on before we wrap it up, guys?
No, but the pools are open and ready to go in the hot weather. So come on down and just be aware, we do have some big school groups in both at ARC and RACE. So check out our Facebook pages. We're popping up on there when we're busy.
You guys are amazing with that. I will say it pops up all the time and you are really, really transparent with everything that's going on. So and it's really, really good because you know it's really minute to minute up to date with whatever's going on there. I think Wednesday was going to be 30 something degrees too, so that'll be a nice day to go in there. Guys, thank you so much. Barry, I need to shout out, so thank you for my coffee.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks very much. We will catch you guys again next week. It is at 26 past 7, Breakfast with Cindy.